We continue to get instructions as we move through the gospel according to Luke to do things that are outside our comfort zone. Last week, it was about leaving everything behind to follow Jesus. Now it's heading out into hostile spaces, talking about the glory of God. Even today, it can be frightening to go into places that need the promise of God. Whether it be those in an airport in Istanbul this past week who fell under a brutal attack, whether it be those hostages that were captured in Bangladesh, some tortured and murdered, some held in fear. It's a scary world out there. It is, as our passage talked about today, filled with snakes and scorpions and those that would do us harm. So why would we go out there in the first place? Why would we step one foot across our threshold into a place that is scary and unknown? Jesus doesn't make it any easier. Travel light. Leave your distractions behind. So go ahead, set your course. Leave your iPhones and iPads at the house. Don't grab your purse, your wallet, your credit cards. Just take one step at a time forward. Luke 22:25, then Jesus said, "When I sent you out and told you to travel light, to take only the bare necessities, did you get along all right?" "Certainly," they said, "we got along just fine." Our fear of what we'll do when we don't have all of those distractions with us cannot overpower our ability to move forward and take that first step forward. Let's continue to add to the pile of challenges. Don't loiter. Make quick decisions on where the Word of God resonates. John 6:27 says, "Don't waste your energy striving for perishable food like that. Work for the food that sticks with you. Food that nourishes your lasting life. Food the Son of Man provides. He and what he does are guaranteed by God the Father to last." So as these 70 went out two by two to the various villages and towns, if they found that they were welcome, if they found that their voice would be heard, they remained. But if they were immediately cast out and pushed away, they didn't hang on. They simply let that village know that the kingdom of God was at hand and moved on to the next opportunity. A big one in this week is not to be picky, looking for only the best. Don't go searching for the finest food served before you decide that's the house you're going to stay for dinner. Luke 6:31 says, "Here is a simple rule of thumb for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you. Then grab the initiative and do it for them. If you only love the lovable, do you expect a pat on the back? Run-of-the-mill sinners do that. If you only help those who help you, do you expect a medal? Garden variety sinners do that. If you only give for what you hope to get out of it, do you think that's charity? The stingiest of pawnbrokers does that." When we go out into the world and spread the good news, it is most needed not by those who are in the best health, who have the most assets accumulated, who have the finest food on their table. That word is needed most for those who suffer, for those who are poor, for those who are hungry, for those who are driven into the ground through addictions, challenges, and fights that they don't think they can survive. So how do we do all this? How do we do all this confidently? How do we go into that uncomfortable place with uncomfortable people in uncomfortable settings and share an amazing story. God provides us safe passage through the snakes. God does amazing things through us. There is a website for everything. And if you go to wikihow.com/evangelize, it goes through several steps of ways that the Word of God can be spread among our people. Now, it's several steps long and not always easily remembered. So I tried to boil this down into the acronym PEACE. P stands for place. Share the word in places where people are open to conversation. Is it going to be easy to share the word of God in a subway station? Is it going to be easy to share the word of God in a store or market where people are hustling to try to get through, get their stuff, and get out? Likely not. It's much easier to share the word of God in places where we have the opportunity to engage in a deeper conversation. In gatherings of family and friends that celebrate this weekend, as you sit around with a hot dog or a hamburger that you've grilled up fine, there's a great place to talk. As you go to attend a community fireworks session and everybody is spending that time to get the perfect spot and then waiting in anticipation for a fireworks display several hours later, there's a great opportunity for conversation, focused conversation. The E stands for experience. Be ready to share your own faith experience with others. This might actually take some preparation time because it's not always immediately on our tongue. It's not always the thing that's forefront in our minds. But just as in the workplace where you might be encouraged to put together your elevator pitch. If you've got 60 seconds in the elevator with an executive in your company, what would you say? And you spend time planning out what that would be. So if that circumstance happens, you're at the ready. What's the elevator pitch on your faith experience? On how God has shown up in your life? Pull that together. Have that prepared. Have that ready in your mind. It doesn't have to be complicated. It definitely doesn't have to be formal. But it needs to be genuine, sincere, and based on your faith journey. The A from PEACE is ask. Have some questions that you can ask of others that will generate thought, that will generate consideration, and that will generate, hopefully, an openness to engage in conversation. If it's not natural for you, sit down now and spend some time kind of preparing what those questions might be in your mind. They could be things like, do you feel like you're fully fulfilled in life? Do you feel like your life is at its best right now? And you couldn't ask for more. Or maybe it's just asking, do they pray? And if the answer is yes, they pray, when do they pray? Maybe it's asking them, have they thought about what happens when their time on earth is done? When their life here has been fully lived and fully fulfilled, have they thought about what's next? For some of us, we actually have to prepare and invest and think through these things. Others actually have, whether they know it or not, a very natural ability to do this. For me, Hogan is a great example of this. A deeply curious mind, unafraid to ask a question that challenges thought, that asks people to think about truly what they believe and why they believe it and what that belief is based on. Not in a attacking sort of way, but in a genuine curiosity. So if we can do more of that and ask that of others, we're going to open that door more broadly for a faith-based conversation. Which leads to the C of peace, which is conversation. Enter the conversation sincerely and earnestly make it about the other person. Don't enter the conversation trying to inflict or impose your beliefs, your faith, your thought process on another. Do it because you care enough about those around you that you want them to find their path. So open the door, but then let them share their insight and their perspective. Be gentle and follow where the conversation leads you. For some, it may be a very comfortable conversation indeed, because some are ready right here, right now, to decide to deepen their faith and find ways to do that. Others still aren't quite there yet. And so their first reaction may be defiance. It may be to shut you down. It's not going to help to attack more. Not if we're coming from a message of Christian love. If we truly care about the other person, we need to allow them to find their path, because we are acting as vessels of God's word. It's not our words that we're sharing, it's God's. So each person will come to that time and place in their own time frame, aligned with God's plan. The E, finally, in peace is to encourage. Take what they offer you and build on that. Maybe it's just they're willing to pray. So accept that and pray with them for the things that they find they need prayer for. Maybe it's an invitation for them to join here. And I would certainly love to see us invite those that are not here. And we have examples of this lately each week. And it truly delights me that other people give us that opportunity to open the door to a new conversation. Make sure in that conversation that you're keeping in mind that the point is to open doors for them so that they can be the ones to walk through. We're not looking to shove them through the doorway. We're opening the path. Should they choose to seek out a place in Christian fellowship and love, a place of wonder, a place of delight, and they wish to come with us, bring your one. Find the one person in your life that you want to be able to experience what you're experiencing, that you want them to understand what you're experiencing, and have just that one person come with you. This isn't about going out and having to recruit a dozen people per person in a week. This is about conversations one at a time with individual people, helping them to find the joy that we have already found, that we already know is here. So bring them peace. Find your place. Share your experience. Ask the questions that open the door. Engage in conversation and follow it to the paths that it leads you. And then encourage them to follow their own faith journey. Travel light. Don't pack heavy. Don't linger. Stay long enough that the experience is whole and complete and move on. Don't be picky looking for the only best, but share with all those we come in contact with and travel in the peace of God. Amen.